The Libyan government has agreed to set up a $2.7 billion compensation fund to be paid to the families of the people who died when Pan Am Flight 103 exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. 270 people died in that bombing. In 2001, a Scottish court sentenced a Libyan intelligence agent to life imprisonment for his role in the blast. Libya's agreement now to set up this compensation fund may be a step towards possible removal of international sanctions imposed on that country. Glenn Johnson and his wife Carol lost their 21-year-old daughter Beth Ann in that attack. Mr. Johnson joins us by phone from his office in western Pennsylvania. Glenn Johnson, how does Libya's agreement to set up this fund change your attitude about what happened, or does it?
We feel that this is one step that the United Nations had insisted that the Libyan government comply with in order to find a resolution to the problem. We would like to see this completed as an effort to show that the Libyans are taking responsibility for their actions.
When an individual commits a crime, you can go into criminal court and have your say against him or her. But in this case, what do you and the other families do when the object of your anger is a nation?
Well, the first thing that we had to do was to go to Washington and lobby for 2 years to have the bill passed that allowed us to even file a civil action against the country. This is something that had not been previously allowed. And we're doing all this. This helps us to relieve our anger. It's also a way to come to a resolution in which you can hold a country responsible for its actions.
The claims on this are going to come to roughly $10 million per family. What does that money mean to you now?
Well, the money really is not the object. What it means is by keeping the amount as high as possible, you're sending a signal that terrorism is expensive. And is that something they really want to do in order to try to achieve their goals?
Do you feel now, 15 years after this incident, that you've achieved your goals as a result of what happened, the murder of your daughter?
The goal that we had set on learning the truth has not been settled, and probably we never will learn how and why and exactly who ordered it. But it is going a long way, and it's also fulfilling one of our goals, which was to try and settle this issue in a civilized, in a court system, rather than trying to urge our government to retaliate militarily. We wanted the violence to stop.
How do you get to that, Mr. Johnson? I mean, the normal instinct of people is to want to strike back at such a terrible loss and such terrible pain.
That, of course, is everybody's first instinct. I will not disagree with you. But if you really want to find a solution to it and to find a way to stop it, you've got to find out what the problem is and answer it. At the same time, you need justice. And the best way to do that is through a court of law.
Mr. Johnson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Glenn and Carol Johnson's 21-year-old daughter, Beth Ann, died in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, 15 years ago.